What's up, everyone? It's three-time Pro Bowler Josh Cribbs. Today is an interesting topic, very controversial. We're going to talk about the NFL protest. There's a protest right now to boycott the NFL. There were amidst protesters outside of the NFL. There were a lot of disturbances because of Colin Kaepernick taking a knee last season to fight off injustice, to bring awareness to injustice within our country and police brutality, among other things. Now, this topic is widely controversial. Everyone is getting in on this on both sides. And I want to be as objective as possible today. And it's going to be, you know, I don't want to say difficult for me to be objective, but I'm going to try to be objective to explain thoroughly both sides. And they're very easy. I just, in some ways, and we'll get into that shortly, I don't understand the severity and the approach that the opposition to Colin Kaepernick is taking. Because I believe that you can disagree and feel that it's disgraceful and let it be that and say your piece. But the way that some people are behaving and speaking out against it, I just disagree with. So I'll, you know, take the first step to say I disagree with some of the opposition. But I'm going to try my best to be unbiased and objective to the situation at hand. Colin Kaepernick taking a knee during the national anthem, and several other players throughout the NFL have been taking a knee. And I think it's a thing, or however you want to call it, that there's not a lot of media attention being brought to the other players because some of them aren't noteworthy. When we say noteworthy, they're not the better athletes on the team, or their team isn't better athletes. But recently, several players from the Cleveland Browns, about 12 to 13 players, took a knee during the national anthem at the Giants-Browns game. Preseason games, my Browns won, by the way, and that struck up a lot of controversy. A lot of Browns fans, were tweeting and Instagramming, oh, I'm done with the NFL, I'm not going, and oh, the clowns, you know, and referencing the Browns, oh, that's why they're not winning. I mean, it was such hateful language towards a peaceful protest. Actually, the Browns players, the group of Brown players, it was about 12, 13, like I said, they kneeled and prayed for the country. Several of them came out, and the reason why I became noteworthy is because white players are now joining their brothers in the game, in NFL, in the protests. So there was a few white players that wanted to understand the cause, wanted to support the cause, and so not just the cause, but to support their brothers on the field in their cause, not yet understanding fully, but understanding that it is done in peace and prayer never hurts and it is shedding light. So I commend the white players doing that, trying to understand with their brothers on the field. And that's why a lot of the light was shined on, Monday night's matchup versus the Giants. Because it's the first time a white player has joined into protests. We don't have to mention that, okay, he has a black fiance. And he stated this, that he'll be raising kids that don't look like him. So he must understand their struggle to better educate them and to allow them to grow up in a conscious society, in a better environment than what it is now. And if you can check social media, that is a very interesting story that he told. But I want to get back to this situation, the conversation that should be had and the understanding on both sides. So I'm gonna say it just like this, and I'm gonna try to be brief and try to move as quickly as possible through these accusations. I don't want to say accusations, but you know, one side is saying that by doing this, you're disgracing the flag. So my stance, it's a peaceful protest. There's no distraction because it was simply taking a knee. The cause was clearly stated against police brutality and injustice in our country. Is he hurting anyone physically? Absolutely not. It's peaceful. Only feelings are hurt. Now, the opposition to those who oppose, it's disgraceful to the flag. It's disrespectful to the flag. It's disrespectful to the soldiers that are out there dying on the battlefield, and you're going to take a knee and disrespect the flag that we are dying for. Disgusting. Now, I'm reading some of the tweets and some of the Instagram followers, because I responded and said, hey, it's a peaceful protest. Let them do it in peace. And I received backlash and others received. So I'm reading tweets and I'm kind of putting them together and I'm trying to be unbiased. So I'm going to read the opposition as though I believe in it as well. So here we go. It's disgraceful. It's disrespectful to the soldiers who are out there dying on the battlefield. And you going to take a knee? I mean, come on, man. That's disgusting. I'm no longer watching the NFL. Taking a knee won't stop police injustice. You're just disgracing the flag. You overpaid NFL athletes. Horrible, man. Listen, people, I'm not watching it ever again. These overpaid athletes, millionaires with their mansions, thinking they care about injustice. All the people being killed in Chicago, this black-on-black crime, how about fighting crime in your own community before you try to take a knee and disgrace our soldiers? What a bunch of crap. These high-paid NFL athletes. Worry about the crime that you commit against each other. Okay, so I'm done trying to act out a lot of that, trying to be unbiased there. But that's the level of intensity that I was being bombarded with, and any other people are being bombarded with when they speak out for the peaceful protests. Note, peaceful protests. I feel like if there's a cause noteworthy, you have to stand up. At some point, you look at yourself and you have to stand up for something. You just have to. So the players who have taken a knee have all come out to say, we mean no disrespect to the flag or our military, only against injustice in our country. Something has to be done. And we can't sit around as role models and have this platform and not use it like my ancestors before me. I felt like that was powerful. Let's cross-reference this protest with those who protest to keep the Confederate flag. The Confederate flag represents the Confederate Army who fought against the Union of the United States. They were defeated. Again, they were defeated. And we are now the United States of America. To fly any other flag that directly opposed or tried to destroy our country, I believe, is a form of treason. Let's take that fact that it meant slavery. The Confederacy was for the main reason, not the little side reasons of cotton and the economy. Let's take the facts. Confederate Army meant slavery. It took slavery off the table. I mean, they fought because the Union Army were taking slavery off the table. So those who call taking a silent knee disgusting, horrible, etc., I pray the same energy is geared towards people who still fly the Confederate flag. Your thoughts? Now, hit me up on IG and Twitter. I think that the same energy that everyone who opposed to him, Colin Kaepernick, and any other NFL athlete taking a knee shall have that same energy to anyone who flies the Confederate flag, because it stands for something our country does not. Many Union soldiers fought and died for the United States of America. And to fly a defeated flag says otherwise. In Charlottesville, someone died protesting against hate. And that was horrible and disgusting. I believe that the same disagreement when you're talking about a player taking a knee during the national anthem does not deserve the tag horrible and disgusting and disgraceful. That's my opinion. You can disagree, and then we can agree to disagree and say, hey, I disagree with that. And then we can have a conversation. We can converse about it. Here you have a simple knee, and now you have several Cleveland Brown players, like I mentioned, taking a knee during the anthem and praying. And somehow that is disgusting. If you disagree, totally you're right. But disgusting, they said, we respect the flag and the military. It's simple. Look, it's simply to bring light to injustice. And people are completely dismissing their plight and saying something that they, listen, they're saying that they didn't feel that they're saying what they feel instead of what the meaning of the protest even means. They're saying, hey, I feel like you're disrespecting. And nothing against the people who disagree, because there are a lot of people who disagree. But that's not what the protest is for. You can't say, hey, you're disgracing the flag if they saying, well, I mean no disrespect to the flag, but I'm doing this to bring a cause to this. A person in their right mind usually says, okay, I understand. I disagree with you, though. However, I disagree, because I don't think you should do that. I feel it's disgrace. Okay, I'm sorry you feel that way. Blah, blah, blah. That's how the conversation goes. I asked my military family and friends, mostly African American, but they are, you know, I feel like biased. I wanted to point out not my parents or several uncles and in-laws who all fought for this country in several different branches, and my dad, you know, who's a police officer in Washington, D.C. for over 25 years, and mother-in-law in Columbus, Ohio, over 20 years. But I feel that they may, like I said, they may be biased. So I asked an African-American soldier not too far removed from duty, and a white soldier not too far from removed from service as well, and received very interesting answers for both of them. Now, the white soldier, he felt that it is simple disrespect to his brothers and sisters, black and white. Listen, this was his response verbatim, and he was to the point, very respectful. He said, it's simple disrespect to his brothers and sisters, black and white, fighting in several countries, lives on the line every day. And for them to do that shows they don't hold our country or the military at high regard. I understand. And that was it. And that, look, I couldn't get him to say more. He was like, that's it. It shows that they don't hold us at high regard because we're out there dying. There wasn't a disgusting or traitor talk. He simply said it. He said it was disrespect. And he said, that's it. Plain and simple. And I asked him, is there any more comments you would like to share? He said, no, that's it. It's disrespectful. So I now have to, the African-American soldier that I asked felt that it was also wrong to take a knee, because soldiers are out there dying and you have the nerve. This soldier says, try another avenue. And then went on to say that was how they initially felt. So I want to let you know, this African-American soldier said, try another avenue. Soldiers out there dying and you got the nerve? Try another avenue. And that's how some people feel now. Try another avenue. But then later, this soldier said, that's how I initially felt. until the injustice in our country continued even more and got out of hand, and it became evident that it was needed. And now the soldier says they fully support it because the country is definitely getting worse. And it's almost no other avenue to choose in order to get this very important message across. You know, I was dumbfounded listening to this soldier speak. I was like, wow, a black soldier, African-American. The more the injustice is seen in our country, they went on to say, the more I see how I am black first, then a soldier. That struck a nerve with me because I respect our military and I respect this soldier even more. But when the very people who are volunteering to die for freedom are being unjustly treated, there needs to be a change, just like this soldier said. So I was kind of, I was dumbfounded at first because I initially thought that this soldier was going to say, man, they shouldn't take a knee. And all these people out here, white, black, or whoever, they shouldn't take a knee and they shouldn't be protesting with Colin Kaepernick. But as this soldier see how the country is panning out and all the police brutality and the injustice to that soldier's own race is being treated, and that soldier came out and said, I have a completely different view. We're out there dying for the freedom to do these things, for the freedoms to fight injustice and to do it in other countries as well, where they have injustice and we can't even get it in our own. This is the words of this soldier. And this soldier also felt like, because the country is in this situation, it's also dividing the military. There is a certain division in military. However, there is a strong brotherhood and sisterhood that they cling to. They cannot ignore the plight of their own people. So this soldier made it a point to say, I initially was against it, but now I'm for the protest and stand behind it 100%. That's why I believe this African-American soldier is now standing behind the movement, because it needs to be done. And they expressed this why I'm kind of trying to not to give away the soldier's identity or gender. So sorry about that. But the soldier, you know, and I was taking notes like a journalist. The soldier expressed, this is why I fought for the land of the free and the home of the brave. So by not standing with this movement would directly contradict the lives that were lost in the fight for freedom. I added that on the end. So by not standing with this movement would directly contradict the lives that were lost in the fight for freedom. The soldier did not say that. They really chose their words carefully because they have such a strong bond with their fellow comrades, with their fellow soldiers. I believe that it's important for all of us in this country to understand the plight of one another before casting judgment. And that it is okay to disagree as long as we understand. Also, to come together against hate in any form. I myself believe Colin Kaepernick is good enough to be in the NFL or to just be on a roster. And as a show of goodwill, maybe owners should invite him to at least work out for their team to show, hey, we don't need him, but I support the cause of injustice in our country. I call for the league to support the cause in peace. You know, some owners, they're not necessarily scared, but this is territory that has never been crossed. Social justice in the NFL. If you look at technology and the way it's booming, that's how quick it's being marked and reached all across our country. Because of social media and due to how fast information travels. So this is a realm that the NFL never had to cross. So they don't have a game plan for this. They don't have a book or a guideline how to deal with players when they have social issues or want to stand up for social issues. But as the white brother from Cleveland Browns did, there he is trying to understand and support the plight of his fellow brothers that are African American on the football team. And I commend him for that, because he may not agree, but he's trying to understand and he's supporting their plight. I got into a argument on Instagram, and I try not to, because I'm somewhat of a public figure and I have my own brand to stand to watch out for. And I choose my own words carefully, and I'm conscious to not disrespect people, but to try and speak my truth to them. And I didn't appreciate the level of concern or the level of disrespect that people were showing against the NFL athletes who are my brothers that chose to took a knee and to say, I support them. So I let those people, those individuals on Instagram know who were saying these awful remarks. I let them know, hey, if you were protesting something that I didn't agree with, that wasn't hate. I had to stress that. If you was protesting something that wasn't hate and someone tried to bully you or disgrace you in any way, I would take up for you, because it's the right thing to do. You have the right to protest, in my opinion, anything, as long as it isn't hate against another race, ethnicity, or creed. And I would stand up for you, is what I told them. If you were being bullied or beat up for your beliefs, as long as it wasn't hate, I would defend you. And I told them I would kick A. I don't really curse, but I wrote it on there. I would kick ass. I would kick somebody's tail for you in defending your honor. Because that's what our country stands for. And I didn't appreciate how we come out in droves to say, hey, you disrespecting the flag. I'm never watching the NFL. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Time out. Flag on the play. I disagree with the level of energy and hate that's what it seems like. That seems like hateful remarks when people say, I'm never watching the NFL again. And then they attack the team. Oh, the Browns are clowns anyway. And that's why they're 1-15. It's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Flag on the play, timeout, all sides, clipping, legal proceed. I mean, every penalty in the book. Let's try and be united. And I feel like that's what's wrong with the country as a whole now. As an NFL player, fans love to say, stay in your lane, just play football. And I hate that statement because it puts us in a box. I was put on this earth not to simply play football. I'm a father, a husband, an activist, a community leader. A church, I'm a Christian, and I was put on this earth to do more than just play football. So I hate it when people say, just play football. We paid just to see you on the field. Go entertain us. That is disrespectful to us, hurtful as well. But I don't condemn you. Try to understand before you cast judgment is all I'm saying. That's all that I'm saying, and you can see that the level of division in our country is heating up. It's heating up, and it's time for a change. So that's my stance. I don't want to take any more time. I feel like I took too much of it. But that's the stance that we should take. Let's support one another in their ideals, in trying to understand where each other is coming from, the plight of one another, and not just simply understand our own pains. I'm Josh Cribbs. Thanks for listening. Again, I want your thoughts. Hit me at JoshCrib16 on Instagram and Twitter to keep a healthy dialogue, healthy and respectful dialogue that doesn't involve hate talks, but peace and love. Again, I'm Josh Cribs. Thanks for listening.